last time that we were all here together, we started round two with Danao. The fight continues to escalate as attacks are made. Danao continues to be very difficult to pin down. Although some of your attacks have hit, but not all of them. And between your ability to resist his attacks and his ability to resist your attacks, you all are pretty well obliterating this battle grid, but managing to stay alive, which is pretty good. Danao, in this last round, after sort of congratulating you guys on surviving and agreeing to accept your oaths of fealty. Of course, you guys turned him down, which was disappointing for him, and made him somewhat mad. And so, with a jab at the power and capacity of your gods to stand against him, he then took his actions to set up a few areas of defense around himself and is sort of waiting for you to come to him, which some of you have tried. Barkus tried to shoot him. I don't think the shots hit, if I remember correctly.
They did, they just didn't do all the crit damage they were supposed to.
Right. Oh, yes, because he is now in elemental form, so he's immune to crits. And then Ruka did teleport in and had to deal with the requisite damage of entering those fields. And I think she only got one actual hit on him.
And that's out of like 20 attempts, yeah.
Yeah, and that's about where it finished last time. And so we come back together. Min is about 10 or 15 feet south of the first ring, the larger area of effect field, which puts her fairly close to Philia and Jack and Barkus. Ruka is in the middle with Danao currently, and it comes to Jack's turn. So, Jack, I believe last time you had chosen to move out of your warded area, I think. Is that correct?
No.
All right. I need to find where those notes were to see if there's any more on you. Let's see.
Jack was holding a spell, though, in case anyone took damage.
Okay, right. So you are still sitting in the same spot.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it is your turn.
Cool. And did Ruka take damage?
It wasn't a damaging spell. It just applies exhaustion with no save or anything.
Oh, fun.
I think Ruka did take some. Ruka did take some fire damage.
She took fire damage, but it hasn't got through protection from fire yet.
Okay, so
Barkus took actual damage, didn't he?
Yes, and several of his HP type spells have popped, so he is doing well. He doesn't look all that badly damaged right now, and that's not just like humble brag. Only a few HP have been kept off at this point.
So he's only down like 10 or so?
About 8, yeah.
8. Okay. Well, she was holding it for, you know, if anyone was. So could I do that and then do my actual turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me check the initiative real quick. Okay, yeah, that's fine. You could trigger that healing spell for Barkus, is the one it's
for? Yeah, for Barkus.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sure probably gonna trigger whatever spells are on her, but it's fine. Let's see.
I'm assuming Star Child is close enough to maximize it.
Yeah. It's gonna be more than you need, but that's okay. Oh, gosh,
that means it gets converted into temp HP, right?
We wish.
Yeah, you wish.
I think there is a spell or two that does that, but it's very specific.
Please take...
I'm sure.
25 points of healing.
All right. And as that healing spell goes off, Jack, you do burst one of the rings of magical text that is floating around you.
Yep.
As you are targeted by a spell.
Yep.
Do you use your immediate action to... use or to get rid of it in some way or another?
This is a spell, right?
It is. So, it is a targeted spell on you.
Yeah. She'll try to counterspell that.
Okay.
She'll do the fun thingy. Which is... Okay. That is a 43 for spellcraft.
Okay, that is enough. As you successfully, it was, let me see, actually. Would it be the level of the spell or the level of the ward?
Spell's that's the level of spell.
Okay, but my question is it based off of the ward that was holding it or off of the actual spell?
I'm assuming probably the spell itself. Because she's getting rid of the spell, not rid of the ward.
Alright. Then it is a fourth level spell.
Cool, she's gonna expend a fourth level spell to get rid of it.
Okay. And I think with that spellcraft, do you identify it as a part of that process?
I do.
That was a dimensional anchor.
Cool. Okay. Great. Then, since no one else is hurt, she's actually going to cast Greater Dispel Magic to get rid of the other one on her. Hope it works. And that total is a 30.
Okay, that, so general dispel, what does dispel go against?
It's 11 plus the spell's caster level.
Okay. DC is 36. What did you get?
I got a 30.
Okay.
Did not work. Okay.
It did not work, but it didn't go off.
Cool. She's assuming it's probably going to go off whenever she moves, but it's fine. I think that's all she can do.
Okay. That brings us to Philia. And Philia, you are not paralyzed with fear. You can act.
Oh, so don't have disadvantage, right? Because I had to skip two turns.
You do have disadvantage because you are misfortuned currently.
I know, but I skipped two turns.
I will lift your disadvantage for this turn.
Even sure, like, how close I am to the dragon.
I think you're like 375 feet away.
Okay. Alright, 50 to hit.
50 to hit?
Yes.
That is a hit.
Alright, so that's two, that would have been the first shot, so it would have been double arrow, two disruptive frost node arrows, so that would be, So that'd be 34 points of damage, and the 70 points of damage times 2.
And the 70 points is what kind of damage?
Yeah, frost cold. And he doesn't take electrical damage, is that true?
He has resistance to electrical.
Twenty-five points of electrical damage.
Okay.
This is a much better start and good without disadvantage from the last weaker.
Enjoy it, because next round it's going to be back.
Alright, this would technically be a crit, because I've got a 19 and I've increased crit range.
Okay, he is immune to crit damage, so just roll it as normal.
Okay.
Philia's phase locking bow is a separate thing, right? That can't do offset with the elemental stuff doesn't change its like composition, does it?
I don't
prevent
think so.
It from teleporting.
Yeah.
And it is a different bow.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm using the legendary warble. I could change to it if necessary.
Nah, I was just mistaken about how that works. Cool.
Alright, so my second shot would be 57 to hit.
Fifty-seven hits.
Alright, 18 points of damage plus 9 points of electric damage and 70 points of frost damage.
All right.
It's a 48 hit.
48 hits.
Points of damage.
I got the 15 points of damage.
And 70 points of frost damage.
Okay.
Does a 38 hit?
No.
Alright, does a... Yeah, this will hit. Alright, I also... My last shot, my hasted shot, it will also hit.
Okay, then, because I forgot on all of the other ones... high or low?
Low?
It misses. As his 50% miss chance from distortion takes place.
All right. I think that's the end of my turn.
Okay, then, let's see. All right, that brings us then to the top of the round, back to Min.
Okay, Min, looking at and seeing her companions, seeing the golden dome in front of her. First off, is going to take a free action. She is actually going to snap her fingers as she summons a coaster to her hands. And this coaster, the last one you saw was Mend looking dubiously at a cup of coffee. This one is actually Jack sitting in front of a window. Outside of the window, you actually see a snowy mountain landscape. Up in the sky is a beautiful aurora borealis. And coming out of the coffee cup itself, you watch as the steam rises in multicolors until it too joins with the aurora borealis. As this is the Wilding Wintermelon Tea Coaster. And for those who are interested, this is what the coaster actually looks like.
Cool. I love that.
But beyond the coaster itself, it actually is a... Hang on, let me read this off. Discriminating dragons, piercing, relentless, symbol of revelation. And yes, it is Wilding Wintermelon for the Wilding Sky. And... Symbol of Revelation. Effectively, if a creature is invisible or has changed shape or has a shape changer subtype or polymorphed or any of sort of thing like that, they get Fairy Fire. The Min needs to roll to see if she can beat the spell resistance. I'll provide the link in chat. Symbol of Revelation. I don't know if it'll work or not, but Fairy Fire. Outlines creatures in glowing lights. You can choose the color. Min would like it to look like the Aurora Borealis.
Cool pick.
And it would eliminate concealment, minus 20 on stealth checks, and negates blur, displacement, invisibility, and similar effects. I'm just hoping that this will help Philia with the 50% mischance with the shots. So that is a 33 on the caster level check, and with piercing, it treats his spell resistance as 5 lower.
All right, let me check his spell resistance. What is your total?
33.
Okay, yes, you beat his spell resistance.
Huzzah! So that will last 100 and it multiple hours.
So now we can see him better?
I'm hoping that it negates the 50% mischance, but I'm not 100% sure because it just says similar effects. So I will leave that up to you, Quicksilver. But while that is going on, Min Prime Mind One is going to take her first move to step to an equidistant point between Ruka and Barkus, and she is actually going to make a stealth check. That's a great roll.
So that would put you inside the zones. If you are between Ruka and Barkus, Ruka is
on top of him.
Pretty much on top of him, and Barkus is outside of the zone. So are you inside the AoE zones?
I am, but I am moving away from them.
Okay. As I recall, you are basically immune to magic anyway.
This is correct. Magical immunity.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, just double checking. Once she gets to her position, she's going to make her stealth check. That is a 116 to stealth. She's going to hope that she is hidden so he doesn't throw things at her while she continues to do stuff. From here, she is going to use the Ascendant Borrowed Time, sacrifice 5 hit points for an additional swift action, as she's going to trigger her Skinbook Limited Wish. For Shadow Attack, Transfer, Reach, and she's going to cast it on Barkus. And link to Shadow Attack. And Min would actually explain with Cortana how this works as she's casting it on you. Barkus, you can feel your hands begin to take on an almost familiar nimbus as the essence of the spell seems to extend outward towards both of your swords. And you can look, and it's not quite like the aura of the Sword of the Nameless Star, but it's close as Shadow Attack. After casting Shadow Attack, it gives you the ability to damage others by attacking their shadows instead of their bodies. Targets shadows will need to be hit with touch attacks, and all blows affect the normal damage against the owner. Touch spells can be transmitted, but they still get all of their normal stuff. As Min just says, you're welcome.
Cool.
Alright. That is Min 1 Mind 1's Swift. Min 1 Mind 2, Cortana, is actually going to burn a Mythic Point to cast one of her own normal limited wishes. She's going to burn the prerequisite diamond, and she's displeased about this, but it's fine. As she's going to cast Tenacious Second Level Reach Control Shadow. And I'll put link in chat as well. And I'll leave that up to you. I know Shadowless is an EX ability specifically for vampires, but I will leave that up to your discretion. If it does,
we will go with it for now. It's just an interesting question, but I don't think that's something that I'll find easily on Reddit. So,
this is very fair. If it does apply, and we can look at it again later, not an issue. Min would use control shadows and just point at whatever Min sees as now shadow, and then uses the move ability to move it right in front of Barkus. And once again says, you're welcome. Those are Min's abilities. Yeah. From here, she's just going to go right back into her normal routine. Normal, standard from Mind 1, and her hasten move to throw 3 Spears of Slain. And then Mirror Min is going to use its standard move instead of its standard action, an amazing initiative to throw 3 Spears of Slain. Okay. Da-da-da-da. Okay, the lowest roll is a 93 against touch.
Then they will all hit.
Fantastic. The first arrow would do 83 points of just normal piercing damage. And then 134 points of electrical damage.
Okay, hold on.
Not a worry.
What? How much electrical again?
134.
Okay.
Okay, and he would need to make a will save, and then immediately afterwards a fortitude save. Both of them are relatively low. I expect him to pass both of them, because no one has ever actually failed, at least against the first one.
They are both over 30.
Yep, that is exactly what was expected. So, and already on my Excel sheet, I already have them, because... So... halved is going to be 38 points of electrical damage, and then 57 points of electrical damage. And that's the first one. Second attack from Min 1, 84 points of piercing damage, 134 points of electrical damage. A will save and a fortitude save. We can hope for ones.
Sorry. I'll let you know if I get a one.
Yep, exactly. Already have on my sheet 38 points of electrical for the first and 57 electrical for the second. Hasted attack, 84 to hit. Oh, as for just notes purposes, the second was a crit. I know he's immune to crits, so I already ignored that. Third one. 84 points of piercing damage. Oh, it's the exact as the second one. 84. 134 electrical. Will and fortitude. Pretty sure he's not going to get a one.
Yeah, sorry.
Not an issue. 38 electrical and then 57 electrical. And that would bring us to Min. Mirror Min, 83 points of piercing damage, 134 electrical, will and fortitude, I'm going to assume he passes, 38 electrical, 57 electrical. Second attack, 82 piercing, 134 electrical, 38 electrical, will and fortitude, can assume he passes, 38, and then 57.
That was close. It was a natural 2.
One of these days, someone's going to fail it, but it is not this day. And then the last attack, the hasted one from Miramin, is 83 points of piercing damage, 134 electrical, 30 will and a fortitude. Probably not.
Yeah, gonna he passed.
Yep. 38, and then 57. And that will end Min's turn.
All right. That was a significant amount of damage. He is starting to look a little winded.
It will take it.
All right. That brings us to him. Ruka is right there, correct?
Yep, I don't think he's moved, so she's within melee.
Okay. Then he is going to grin, shake off the really blistering attack from Min before turning back to Ruka and saying, "You're not ready. None of you are ready. If this is the best that you have." And he will cast defensively. As he
is the
greatest.
Yes.
The bullet Min shot with the last round prevents you from casting defensively for 2 rounds. So I think we're still within that time frame. It's not going to do anything right against for his concentration because he is quite the competent caster. But still, Ruka could try to punch
attacks
it for
of opportunity.
All right, fair enough then. Attack of opportunity it is.
Her top line is a 74 to hit.
Okay, and he will choose to have that miss as he uses one of his... Let me look at the right character sheet here. Oh, where is it? Oh, yes. He will use a mythic ability, Mirror Dodge. No, I take it back. He won't use that one.
Yeah, a lot of those take some form of action.
Well, I mean, he could do it as an immediate action, but he doesn't want to move 30 feet away.
Oh yeah, there's that part too.
He'll take it. He will not dodge this blow.
74 actually hits. Okay.
Are you attack? Oh, well, hold on. Were you attacking touch?
No.
Ah, well, then it does not hit. Sorry. So,
yeah,
in that case...
hitting on touch is a special thing that seems to be getting less special.
Yeah, so he will essentially just shrug to the side as you bring your blow across. And even as your arm is still stretched out from the attack, trying to slash him with the claws, as you're still hyper-extended out, then he will look back right in your eyes and grin as he says, "You're not ready. You'll never defeat her." As he unleashes Seresni Damu, an empowered, maximized, heightened Banshee Blast.
Oh boy.
This is let me just pull it up. See if there is a save for this.
That was a lot of descriptors.
Yeah, it was.
Death, fear, mind affecting Sonic. Would the fear mean that the people with greater heroism are immune? I'll just throw that out there. It's up to you.
He will actually. You know what? I will make this easy for him. And he will simply use a mythic point, since he didn't use it to dodge, to, oh no, he doesn't even have to use a mythic point. He will use a arcane reservoir point to remove the fear descriptor.
That is amazing. I love it.
So, yes, reflex to half.
All right, is Min within the area?
This is a 30-foot cone, so no.
Okay.
I don't think so, because you moved away.
I did.
Yeah, you moved back closer to Barkus, so you are not in the area. This is simply for Ruka.
Awesome.
Ooh, 42. Hold on. Let me check it.
Though I that actually hang on. Before you announce it, this is a spell. I need to toggle a couple things.
It is a spell. That is true.
Yes, so I've got to turn some stuff on to turn some other stuff off. 45.
Is that your final answer?
I believe so, yes. Yes, that is my final answer.
That is very close. But it is not quite enough.
And I have already used the immediate action this turn, so I don't think there's anything she can do.
All right. Then you will take 90 points of sonic damage. And since he removed the fear descriptor, we will not bother with the will save or become panicked.
Okay. I don't think we have anything that reduces sonic, so that just goes straight through.
All temporary hit points and also your contingency and the moderate healing trigger.
It'll trigger and it will do nothing.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
You're weird like Min is.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Phenomenal cosmic power comes with backsides.
With difficulties, yes.
Indeed. I tried.
Okay.
All right. Then, so you took your 90 points of damage?
Yep.
Is she looking bloodied yet?
Oh no, she looks barely phased.
All right. Well, he's gonna do it again.
Awesome.
he simply unleashes another blast from the grave, as that is actually what Seresne Damu means, is mirror of death. As you are blasted with the mourning, the mournful wails of the dead and the cursed. I need you to make another reflex save.
And it's even lower.
If it is lower, you will take another 90 points of sonic damage.
There is a bit of crazing minor cracks showing on the armor, but nothing more.
Okay, well, that is his turn. He does not leave. He stays. But he grins at you as you remain. Barkus, it is your turn.
Quick logistics question. Can a character trigger a second AoE on a different action? Because Rika has combat reflexes. I know you can't trigger twice on like the same move, but if it's a separate action, does it trigger again?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Of course, the next one up is only a 68, so it also misses, I believe.
Correct.
Meh. But it gets it off the top of my stack.
Okay. So, let's see if I've got all this figured out properly. Barkus is currently standing how far away? He was, last I checked, I think 265 feet away. At the end of our last game, he had moved 110 feet closer than his original 375 feet. Has, almost said Makat, has Danau moved any closer to Barkus in that time?
Nope.
Okay.
I will make a note. The second spell that Min used moved his shadow right at your feet.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, that...
It was intended so that you could take two full round attacks if you wished to.
Oh. Well. Okay, so... So Barkus would have been coming in with a charge, but he will not have to charge, is what you're telling me.
Correct.
Okay. That will make things easier, then. Barkus will... use. All right. He will use an immediate action to burn one mythic point to use his mythic two-weapon fighting ability, which will take away the penalty for fighting with two weapons in this... In... How long does it last? Let me pull that up real quick. Because if he's taking two full rounds of attacks... how long does that last? For a number of rounds equal to my tier, which is 2, that's good. That will... So it should apply to all of these attacks then. Great. Is Barkus rolling with disadvantage on these attacks? I forget.
Yes.
Okay.
The choir is still singing around you, so yes.
The choir. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Then I'm going to have to reroll all of these. just to see if they make it. All right. Then again, the initial rolls were not very good, so we'll see. He's also declaring another... He was declaring a use of his mythic power attack, which burns another mythic point to remove the penalties for that. Leaving him with 7 attacks... 6 iterative, and then 1 hasted full power attack at the end of it. And I rolled those initially, but now I got to reroll to see if they're any worse. The first one was a 2, so... okay. The first one is a natural 1 for a total of 45 against touch.
Okay. It is a natural 1, so it's a miss.
Yep.
But right. I will tell you, a 45 would have hit.
Great. Is this one better or worse? That one is better than it was, and that's a 46. All right, I'm just going to do this and see what we end up with.
You are gunning for a 44 on touch.
Awesome. That is good to know. Oh, that's much better. But doesn't matter because it's disadvantaged. So the other one applies. That's a... We've got one Winter's Heart is a yes. One Burning Shard is a yes. That is much better than the last one was. Dang it. That is much better than the last one was. Okay. Wow, all of these are better than the previous ones were, except for that first one. And the full. Yep, okay. So we're looking at 2 Burning Shard attacks do not connect, but 2 Winter's Heart attacks do connect, and 1 attack from the Burning Shard does make it with the first full round of attacks. Let's look at some damage. Okay, we've got 56 points of slashing damage plus 6 points of cold damage. Actually, I'm just going to add these together because there's 3 of them from Winter's Heart.
So keep in mind he has resistance 30 to cold and electric.
Okay, so we're looking at 56 and then 59. Oh, 65. 56, 59. That's 115 plus 65 is 180. We're going to knock 60 off of that. So 120 points of slashing damage with... Oh, those are just slashing damage, not cold damage. It's a magical weapon, but it's just getting in there and hitting him. The cold damage is probably not going to register if he eats 30. It's not going to go above that. It's 2d6 cold damage.
Yeah, that's not going to do enough.
Okay. That is the first... Oh, almost forgot. Burning Shard damage. Let's do that next. So 100 and...
So the 180 was just slashing damage?
Yeah, that's the flat damage from Winter's Heart.
Okay, cool. So he will take that.
Okay. And it's a real shame that he's misfortuned and that he cannot be critted, because if he were to crit, it would do extra fun stuff from this icy burst quenching weapon, but we'll leave that where it lies. We got 2 Burning Shard damage piles coming in. Unless he is not lawfully aligned right now, is he?
No, he is not.
No, I didn't think so. Okay, then we are looking at 68 and 71. So 139 points of damage from the Burning Shard with... He's immune to fire damage, I assume.
Correct.
Okay. I hope it doesn't, like, heal him or something. That would stink. All right, so 139 points of damage from the Burning Shard there. Now, Mako says, I have a second set of full round attacks.
So you would have to burn a mythic point for amazing initiative and then use your hasted move. But yes, you can do that. So it will require the use of a mythic point.
Another mythic point goes up. Okay, poof. And that gives me another standard action, right?
Correct.
Okay. Which, because I'm not moving, I can use as the full round of attacks.
Yes, so you would use your first normal standard and normal move for the first full round of attacks, and then you use amazing initiative and then hasted move for the second full round.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Then now we get to roll these. Hope that they're really good, because I've got a better thing I'm rolling in now. What's the higher of those two? Dadgummit! Another... I'm rolling so hot. The stupid misfortune is the worst. Ah, it's okay.
Witches, man.
Definitely hits.
I mean, you guys haven't really messed with the choir at all. You've just let them do their thing.
They're actual people that are here?
They are an actual mechanic. Yes, he summoned.
Okay.
Just pulling back the curtain, they are familiars that he duplicated.
Oh, man.
And they are essentially running his cackle for him.
That's really handy. Good to know. But I'm already here and smacking on this thing's shadow, so that's cool. This one does... Oh, 44. Just makes it. Next. Yep. Makes such a tremendous difference when you actually roll in a dice tray. So far, so good. Another good run. Oh, that's a bad one. But... yeah, that one's gonna miss. And final hasted attack. yep, okay. Cool. All but one will hit. So, let's roll up some damage. Ooh! Oh my! Okay. We've got... and this is all going to be slashing damage. 94 and 54. And 74 and 60. And 90. And 78. Did anyone write that down?
Give it to me one more time.
Oh, I can't. Hold on. So we had 78. Rewind the tape. I don't want to do them all again. There were some really high rolls. Okay. Let me see. Something I can write with. Nope. I'll just type it up. Okay. We'll start with 78. Then 63. Eighty-four. 58. 59. And 62. It is not as good as it was before, but it's my own fault for not writing it down.
All right. That was very commendable.
What number is that? That is 404 points of slashing damage, and I have not calculated. I don't think that the cold damage would, because it negates the 30 every time, right? It won't proc at all.
Yes.
Okay. Then, yep, that's the round.
Okay.
Banging on a shadow.
All right, that brings us to Ruka. You are exhausted.
She is.
Well, that's because you've been running around in Danao's mind all day.
Somehow that doesn't affect attacks, just the strength mod. So since nobody's moved here, Ruker will just open up with a full round of attacks. Does an 81 hit?
Hold on just a second. Exhausted doesn't affect action economy?
Not. You can't run or charge. You move at half speed. That's all it says. And the stat modifiers.
Yeah, minus 6 of strength and dex, but that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Alright, what was your attack roll?
81.
That's a miss.
83.
That is a hit.
Narrow this down a little bit, so that is 3 hits, 2 of which are criticals, which are auto hits, but will not do the extra damage.
They're natural 20s, as in criticals?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no expanded crit range here, unfortunately.
Okay, keep in mind his resistance to electrical and cold.
I've got the somewhere around here. Yeah, he's got 30 electrical resistance, and then the symbol of vulnerability drops that by 10, so it's only a negative 20. So that will be a total of 297 points of damage.
All right, you guys are getting close.
And then she will burn another mythic point and do it again.
Okay.
And give me a sec to swap out.
How many of those strikes hit last time? That was 3.
Yes.
Okay.
So negative 3 on the SR thing again. Oh wow, this round sucks. There's nothing over an 80, so that is a complete wash for the second full round.
Okay. And, is that... So you take 30 points of fire damage.
Halved to 15. That protection from energy is almost gone, but it is currently still holding.
All right. Is that your turn?
Yes.
All right, so an interesting thing happens. as you all, from your different perspectives, watch as Ruka just tries to go toe-to-toe, duking it out. She does not move. And per the description of the spell...
Right. I forgot about that.
Ruka is encased in glass as the light seems to crystallize around her. She is helpless and cannot breathe.
Oh no.
Alright.
Right, that there's brings no us... saves or anything that can counter that, is there?
Nope. No, there's no save. It's just a simple matter of... There is a save for a different part of the spell, but for this particular part, it's just a simple matter of if you don't move in the area on your turn, then you are encased in originally ice, in this case, glass.
Yeah, a simple matter of paying attention to the field you're in. Yep.
All right. That would bring us to Jack. However, we will go to Philia.
All right. Does a 48 hit?
48 does hit, yes. And because of the fairy fire, he's a little extra sparkly, so there's no distortion.
All right, 21 points of damage. And 140 points of frost damage.
Okay, so how much was the original piercing damage?
21 points of piercing damage.
All right. Those arrows strike him and they take him by surprise. He actually gets almost pushed sideways. He staggers sideways just a little bit from those shots before turning a fierce glare in your direction. But I believe you have more arrows to shoot him with.
Yes, please.
As he is now definitely looking out of breath, a little disheveled.
47?
47 hits.
I forgot disadvantage. Sorry, it's not 47. It is 40. I did do it on the last roll, though. 40.
40 does not hit.
Next one would have been a 39.
Actually, 44 does hit.
Alright, 19 points of damage, 18 points of electric damage, and 70 points of frost damage.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm almost out of frost arrows.
All right, is that all of Philia's actions?
I believe so.
Okay, and I would say that if you can do things, Steel, without semantic components, that you could still take those actions.
Without semantic and without speaking?
Yes. So if you can do that, then yes, those would still work.
Good.
Yeah. So that, however, brings us to the end of the round, and he is going to go ahead and use a legendary action to act, as he has hit a point in his HP where he's going to do something. And he is looking quite disheveled at this point. And very annoyed, very put out by all of this. And so he is going to step back from Ruka as she is helpless, but he is going to speak to all of you telepathically right into your minds. He'll say, "You have no idea what you're doing, what you're dealing with. If this is all that you have, you don't stand a chance. To think I could have helped you, But no, you would not have it. Passion is the language of the soul. Mortals should understand that more than anyone else. They've ever served to guide you like the instincts of any other base creature. But if you will deny them, then let them abandon you and feel nothing. Let this be a lesson, one you will not easily forget. And he will cast Damo Nidon, Damo Nisaris, Damo Nisaros Aeon, which, loosely translated in Draconic, means silence of earth, silence of light, silence of eternal darkness. And he casts over each of you. You notice the light just begins to fade out, begins to tunnel before it becomes a small pinpoint, and you are plunged into utter darkness. However, it is not only a darkness of sight, but you are now considered to be blind and deaf. You also lose the capacity to feel or taste, as all of your senses are nullified.
How about smell?
However, Ruka, he does telepathically speak to you, which would bypass deafness, as he says, "Yet, you may prove useful still. I will see." And then he says, and I believe you know Draconic, so let me find the spell.
Yes.
Where is it? I know it's in here. I just gotta find it. He casts Lunanir, which translates to Window of Life or Mindscape Door.
I guess it comes down to whether or not Jack would attempt to counterspell this one or not.
I don't know if she can.
If she has no way of being able to perceive it.
Because, yeah, she wouldn't be able to perceive the Mindscape Door. The only one that he gave that telepathic cue to was Ruka.
Does it come with a will save of any sort?
The Mindscape Door?
Sorry, the loss of senses.
I do not think so. It is one you might already know. Yeah, no saving throw, no spell resistance. This is Void Field.
Yep. Just wanted to check.
Yes. And, yeah, then he will... Well, technically, you don't know what he's doing, but essentially he dips.
I will ask, if Min is unwilling to let him leave, would he have to go against her save? I'm pretty sure he's gonna pass, but pretty sure.
I think Mindscape Door allows him to leave.
Just checking the spell for Mindscape Door.
Really seems like there should be something to do with control of the Mindscape affecting this.
I'm pretty sure Mindscape Door is specifically for this purpose.
It is. 100%. Yeah, Okay.
Says the creator of the mindscape can attempt a will saving throw to prevent you from creating the door if she is within the mindscape. The two doors operate as if you'd cast the spell outside a mindscape. The question would be, would you be aware of the door being cast under the void field?
Don't we have all kinds of perception and vision and sensing spells cast on us right now?
He negated most of those. I am also checking.
Widened blind sense? Is that a thing?
Checking to see if... go
ahead. When someone casts a spell and the feedback from the spell is independent of the senses, isn't it? So if the mindscape spell effect says you know and can counter, wouldn't that go around the void field?
It is an interesting point. I am curious. Would men be able to... I think it would, but it is up to the GM. In order to have it be a... And you can let me know what your thoughts are on this. Have men make a perception check to see if she notices the warbling of the magic in her mind, because someone is leaving her mind.
I don't think it would be a perception check. I think it would be a spellcraft check. I think.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
That works for me. Give me a minute. I'm checking.
All right. Recording is live. So, after casting the void field over the area, encapsulating all of the various members of the party, Danao then spoke to Ruka. Told Ruka that... Yet, the party might still prove useful. And so he would watch and see. And then, in her telepathic hearing only, spoke the words essentially so that she would know what he was doing, and went to cast Mindscape Door to escape. But... Min, being the creator of the mindscape, even in her blinded and deafened and sensory deprived state, still has knowledge of her mindscape. And so she was able to detect by a very, very high roll. The DC for that spellcraft was 99. But she was able to detect what he was trying to cast, and so she got the will save to block it, and she passed it after pulling out all the stops, and his door did not open, which made him very mad, although none of you can see it. So Probably Ruka's the only one who might catch a hint of his frustration, his mental frustration, through their telepathic connection. But realizing that the door is still not opening, he would turn back to be ready to continue what needs to be done here. But we will do that next time, as we are already down a few players, and it makes sense to end at the bottom of the initiative. Next time, we'll pick back up at the top. We'll see what the party does. As Min has successfully kept him here for at least one more round.